Well, a champion for justice, a feminist hero and trailblazer, courageous, graceful, wise, caring and fun. Just some of the tributes paid to former Senator Susan Ryan, who died yesterday, aged 77. As Labor's first female minister and in cabinet as well, she pushed through the Sex Discrimination Act in 1984 and the Equal Employment, the Affirmative Action Acts in 1986 and 87, as well as major reforms to school and tertiary education. After her parliamentary career, she went on to fight for justice and equality as the Age and then Disability Discrimination Commissioners with the Human Rights Commission. Her legacy is surely a fairer, safer and more compassionate country. For more, I'm joined by two of her longtime friends and colleagues, and I have to say I was a very good friend as well, the former Governor-General Dame Quentin Bryce and Wendy McCarthy, businesswoman and education advocate who's one of the founders of the New South Wales Women's Electoral Lobby. Welcome to both of you.
Welcome.
Good morning, Geraldine.
Look, it's such an incredible career. I think it's hard to know where to start. Senator, Education Minister, Minister for the Status of Women, Special Minister of State. She most definitely did shape this country and change this country in so many ways. What do you think, first to you, Quentin Bryce, Susan Ryan was proudest of?
She often referred to the Sex Discrimination Act as her proudest reform. I think that piece of legislation with the sister act, the Affirmative Action Equal Employment Opportunity for Women Act of 2 years later, they have been the greatest reforms in our proud women's movement to achieve equality of opportunity and equal status for women in our country.
And Wendy McCarthy, what would you say that she would cite as her proudest achievement?
I think of the feminist T-shirt, this is what a feminist looks like, and that's Susan Ryan. Susan Ryan made feminism look exciting, sexy, fun, and deeply important to the way women fitted into the culture of Australia. She told women they could have a go. She had a go herself. We saw her succeed. We saw her fail. And we saw her as the kind of woman we want to be. I think she was, at one level, almost personally as well as structurally, could be claimed as providing an incentive for women to take on change. Mm. I mean, it was an exciting time, but she knew how to get communities moving. And she was, as you said, she was so much fun, and she with a terrific work ethic.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, she had the two young children. And these days we take so much of this for granted. She came in when there were very few. She was a foundation member of the ALP branch, the Belconnen branch, and of the Women's Electoral Lobby with you. And she believed that structures, it wasn't just people's individual commitments, this is how I read her anyway, but structures had to be set up. You couldn't just sally forth on your own. Would you agree?
I would agree. And in a famous World Conference, where people endlessly debated the tyranny of structurelessness, Susan was out the front saying, we can't do this without structures. We all voted against her, of course, at that time, but she proved to be right. And that was, in the end, she won because we had to be structured. And the instruments that she provided us later, which Quentin was such a part of, the sex discrimination legislation, I think indicated to us that we needed that. And that's what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said too.
Yes, and so there was an enormous kickback against that sex discrimination legislation, wasn't there, Quentin Bryce, from within the Labor Party, from within the right wing of the Labor Party. I mean, and she was accused of everything, and she pushed on.
Extraordinary hostility, controversy that she faced day after day, month after month. It's extraordinary to look back on the headlines. You know, she was called the Ryan Juggernaut. The legislation was called the Ryan Sex Act and the claims that were made about what this proposed legislation would do to our country, it's very instructive to look back at them. But it all began, of course, with the step that she took to go into Parliament. When she went into the Parliament in 1975, there were only six women in the Senate then and none in the House of Representatives. And she had this very strong view that one needed to be inside to make the changes that she wanted to make. We were all out there clamouring, lobbying, being activists, being strategic, developing policies and programs and legislation for change in so many fields that we take for granted now. The legal reforms, of course, that I see as up at the top of the list, but the work for refuges, for childcare, that brought about extraordinary, enduring, vitally needed changes to our society.
And it when I was reading through yesterday, Wendy McCarthy, the relations she had even within the Labor Party, there's a great quote I think she had to Graham Richardson, who was there, because she was with some extraordinary characters, and we'll be speaking to one of them later at about 8:30. Paul Keating will be joining us. And she basically said to him, look, if we don't get ourselves positions, I'll be going to Labor Party functions and I'll be sort of chopping the lettuce and the cucumbers. That's what you'd have me doing. Let's be frank about where...
And many of them would have loved it. She would have been good at it.
She would have been good at it. But the point is she wasn't put off. And I've often wondered quite how, because she was, you know, if you look at those pictures, she was there on her own, as they said last night in the news. There, the woman in the pink jacket, that's her. And the rest...
Sorry, Geraldine, can I just say that behind her in Canberra, regardless of what was happening in the rest of the world, in Australia, there was a dedicated team of women behind her. They were in her shadow at a personal level and they never resented that. The members of the early members of WELL and the national members of WELL knew how important it was to get her there, and they worked tirelessly. And she was capable of taking support from both a feminist advocacy group and those in the Labor Party who were brave enough to go with her. Mm. And they are still around her because her capacity for friendship and to take people into the things. Every decade she's done something different.
Yes, well, that was...
And she's taken her friends with her. You know, there's no way out. She says, we're on this, we're on it.
Yes, and when she, you know, she did have several significant lives, and that role at the Human Rights Commission, in my judgment, was terribly important for showing that older women could be very relevant and again structurally contribute to the Australian conversation. How Quentin Bryce, do you rate the fact that she was so visible in that role, and I think arguably did it very well?
I thought it was an inspired appointment. And
that was Julia Gillard made that, wasn't it, I think?
It was Susan at her very best, and her experience of life in politics, in the community, as an Australian woman of her era, just shone. And she was out there, she was determined, she had brilliant communication skills. She went and talked to every relevant group in Australia about this new, very important legislation, age discrimination. And I think during the last few difficult months for our country, we've seen how vitally important this field is of age discrimination.
Well, she tackled KPMG, wasn't it? She was very exercised about the sort of suggestion. I think it was KPMG. Am I right? About the retirement of partners at a certain age, she was very concerned about that.
She threw all her energy into it, and she was in the media week after week, an absolute brilliant champion for this insidious and very distressing form of human rights in our country.
I wonder, Wendy McCarthy, what you will miss personally with her gone.
I will miss a dear friend at the end of the phone who's, you know, every major event in my life she's been part of. You know, birthday parties, wedding anniversaries, children's births, just so many parts of all those bits and pieces that make wonderful friendships. She had such a great capacity for friendship. And, you know, the regular coffees, you know, we did a group of us, you know, Quentin and I, we all started learning yoga together. It's that capacity for friendship and the personal political discussions that we had that gave us all the courage to keep going. And there's a hole in my heart and my life now because I am going to miss her terribly.
Mm. Hear, hear. I must say our condolences to her family and to her partner, Rory Sutton, of 22 years. I think sudden death's always an extraordinary thing to deal with, and she certainly will be a huge loss. Look, and I've saved the discussion around education I'm going to put with to Paul Keating in our next hour, because that, in fact, she told me she was immensely proud of the changes in retention rate. So I'm hoping that we can discuss that. But look, thank you very much indeed, Wendy McCarthy and Dame Quentin Bryce.
And Geraldine, thanks, I hope we can hear a bit of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen, or
Danny Boy.
And Danny Boy.
And Danny Boy. Well, you never know. We just might find it. I mean, she'd be laughing.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks, Geraldine.
Thank you.
And look, I'm delighted to turn to Michelle Grattan now, who's joining us, because I know you actually at the week, I think you tweeted at the weekend about watching Susan Ryan in Parliament, Michelle Grattan. How would you sum up her contribution? How do you remember her?
Well, of course, her achievements are very much on the record for women and in politics generally. I think it's interesting that she was a tough character who could hold her own in what was a very talented and strong-minded cabinet set of ministers in the Hawke government. She didn't hold back from battles. She had wins, she had losses, and she took them all, if not in her stride, certainly in good humour. She was also, as has been mentioned, a very knockabout character with a great sense of humour.
Yes, she was indeed all of those things. Thank you very much indeed.